Hey there, my listeners. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. It's been a while since I last shared an episode with you all. Well, and I apologize for the break. College life has been keeping me incredibly busy with projects and responsibilities, but now during my summer vacation, I finally have some time to myself. This time, I do not want to give you a lecture on chemistry, obviously, as you know. I want to just talk to you. I don't know why. I don't know who will be listening to it. I don't know if anyone will be listening to it too. And frankly, I will not be sharing it mostly to most of my social media platforms. Well, but I just wanted to talk. Whosoever listens, let's see how this conversation goes. So where to begin with? Okay. So during this break, something really cool happened. I stumbled upon a bunch of poems that I wrote during my school days, and you know what? I thought, why not turn them into a book and share it with all of you? So here I am, super excited to announce my debut book, For You, My Juniors. For You, My Juniors is a collection of poems that capture the innocence and enthusiasm of my younger self, a version of Abhishek who dreamed of changing the world with his words. Now, I have to be very honest, and I'll be, not all the poems are grammatically 100% accurate, but they carry very heartfelt messages and reflect the pure attempts I made during my school years. When I decided to publish this book, I put my heart and soul into it. I thought about every little detail, from the introduction to the cover design, from the title to the content, ensuring that kids from all over the globe could relate to the poems, and not just kids, even the college students or graduates could take a trip down memory lane and revisit their school days. By the way, my college buddies have come up with some funny nicknames for me. Some call me Bukaru because it's my hometown, one. And two, maybe because it sounds funny to them. While others simply call me the Canva guy because I love using Canva for designing stuff. And well, there are few other names that are quite unique. But let's leave those aside for now. And to be honest, I can't really tell them here. Speaking of design, I wanted the book to be more than just a regular read, so I created a conversational poetic journey where you, as readers, can join me, as a junior Abhishek, on an exciting adventure through the pages. Now let's be very honest, the process for publishing the book had its fair share of challenges. For a couple of days I struggled with both the ebook and paperback versions because I was completely new to it. Designing everything on Canva was pretty easy, but when it came to uploading on Kindle, the account you have to make on Amazon KDP. So I ran into some technical issues, but you know what? I did not give it up. I kept trying different things until I figured it all out. This whole experience taught me a lot, and I realized that I should share my learnings with other younger writers out there. So while I'm planning to write a blog post where I spill the beans on how I went from being a hobbyist poet to a published author, it will be a guide that can help others avoid wasting time experimenting and figuring things out like I did. And mostly it will be coming by next weekend because I have still to type it out, all my, you know, experience, right? From writing, from putting it on KDP, for running it on various sites, from editing, and a lot more things. I'm really proud and fulfilled knowing that I did something just for myself and for my fellow juniors around the world. Sometimes it's important to turn our hobbies into something more meaningful, even if it is not solely about making money. It's about feeling accomplished and finding joy in creating something special. Well, my amazing listeners, this episode was a bit different, I know, from my usual content focused on chemistry. I wanted to share with you how I spent a fraction of my vacation learning to become an author and creating something interesting and useful for all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. While there won't be any more episodes on chemistry, and I already, I think, declared it in my last episode, I hope you'll still stick around me and my content in the future. Remember, we all have the power to pursue our passions and make a difference in our own unique ways. Well, till the next podcast, thank you. Your Abhishek.